Good morning, it's October 13th, the week of my birthday. I have goosebumps right now because this song for me means so much, and music is a universal language that has affected me since I was a little boy. I still have goosebumps just talking. This song is so powerful, and I'm an emotional person, a sensitive man, that I believe I have a sensitive little son growing up in the world, so I'm grateful I can connect to him on that level. By sensitive, I mean more finely tuned in to the emotions, both good and bad, of what's around us. I grew up with it being a negative connotation, at least my perception, but I've flipped that script for sure. I do not see it as this version of Coldplay. Each band member comes out at a certain point, and the lyrics for this mean so much to me. How does music affect us so deeply? Does it affect everybody? Is there a certain psychological brain type or wiring that is more affected? I don't know the answer to this, but I know that I am a better human when it's playing most of the time. And I'm spending a lot of my days right now on a commuter bike, partly through project and partly through choice. Jesus, I got goosebumps. Can I sing? I sing so loud when I'm on my bike because I have my headphones in. I sang when I was a little boy. So nervous, so shy. But my music teacher at that time told me I had a gift. And I think it's one of those things I look back, and it's a sliding door that I just didn't take the opportunity. I refused to be in a high school singing group because I was in sports and it wasn't cool. But I secretly, what I loved to do was music. Same thing with joining band. It wasn't cool at the time. And now I'm desperately wanting, as a guy about to turn 42, to get a guitar again for the sixth time. And actually, because of recovery, learn to play that motherfucker. Can I say that? I'll check this as explicit lyrics. Because you know what? I believe that I myself can achieve anything in the world. My only Achilles heel. It's one thing. I shared in a process group over the weekend. It's just like I've been able to achieve anything that I set my mind to. Any job that I wanted, I got. We've started a business and a brand and an idea from scratch and turned it into a cash flow business. That's something to be proud of, whether it's a tiny one or Apple, you know. And even Steve Jobs talked about that. It's something I really liked about him. But I believe any of us can achieve anything. And not being stagnant, which was just a Facebook post I made that inspired me again by one of my readings, is so important for me. And it has to be important for most of us. Keep moving. You know, the metaphor today, I'm doing a meerkat on my bicycle just because I'm fascinated by Periscope and meerkat, just for future projects and ideas, mainly like when I'm traveling. I'm going to Norway and Sweden for sure, England for sure, and I'm hoping to go to India for a month. A lot of it through the Wolf Exchange. My son and stepdaughter are in, my wife and I are separated. I'll say no more about that to respect her privacy, but it's hard not to say that. And that's because of what I'm talking about, you know. Maybe my niche can be the guy that gets really emotional on all those podcasts. Because I don't see it as a negative thing. I've cried so many tears this year. Being away from my children initially was traumatic for me, even though I was the reason that happened. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was traumatic. I had not spent a minute away. But shit, I might as well just talk about it a bit. Maybe eventually there'll be structure for these. I think structure is important. But anyway, after 3 years of let's just say I guess I need to be slightly aware of monitoring myself, but I want to be hashtag not anonymous, but I think it's going to come in stages, and that's important. But anyway, I had a 3-year stretch, let's just say that, where I was managing life, not perfectly and not appropriately, but in comparison, let's just say that. I'll say more about that later. My journey is personal, and it's very beautiful, and it's very dark, and it's been, if there is a title for the story of my life, we all have one, it's a beautiful mess. I believe that I'm entering a birthday where I hit the second half of life, and all things can be different. But I relapsed in my wife's home country, in the home that we were living in temporarily, and just, it was a tough time for me as an individual. I'll just say that. It was all about me. I entered a dark, deep depression. And when you're metaphorically staring at a rope, stone cold sober, or thinking about using again, for me, it became a way to almost stay alive. I had lost a lot of identities that I felt were important. It was a slow unraveling, and it's not important to make sense of it. It's not important because all of it has value to me today. All of it. Now, the people that are affected, hopefully nobody's hearing this right now, because I'm really just experimenting. I don't even have a mic yet, but I think it comes today. Mother-in-law affected, father-in-law affected. In my 20-year journey where this has been a problem off and on, I've had a lot of successes I'm proud of, and then this has crept up like every 4 years or so. Witnessed what I would call your darkest moment. I'm not going to be specific at this time. Maybe one day that story could help someone, just to be that transparent. But let me just, for any of us out there that can relate to this, just imagine your most darkest, most inappropriate kind of state of mind, scariest, that you would, for me, only be alone, locked up in a room, to wake up and see your father-in-law. Embarrassment is not the word, it's... And then again, I don't want to flip this to just being about me, because these are the people affected. These are the people that I have to meet with privately and you know, listen and try to talk humbly with some spiritual principles. And anyway, I didn't mean to get that in there, but in my story, it's going to be hard not to, because that's sort of where I am today. Life today is good, and I'm feeling and facing emotions, for the first time in a long time. Some of them have been very tough, and I self-medicated. That's what I learned to do at around the age of 21, and, worked really well, really well. And everyone around me was doing it fairly successfully, and going on to graduate school and starting their businesses and managing life. And some things for me got unmanageable, you know, and it became clear that I was a bit different. And because the nature of my patterns, it was easier to hide for a long time, both from myself and the world. I have a strong will, strong enough to make that, again, hidden for a lot of years, and then not so hidden for many more, I guess, because of long stretches. So my story is about that. It is about recovery. It is about struggles, but it's also about adventure, and it's about courage, and it's about embracing what is. Because whatever it is you're struggling with, depression, whatever, I know the one thing that unites us all, and the thing that I'm so grateful for about my path and the way that I have to live my life today if I want to continue to evolve, is I have to see myself as the same as everybody. I have to. It's just vital to not feel important, separate, unique, because the disease of the mind certainly convinces myself that I'm unique, that I'm special, that it was my childhood, it was my this, it was my that. Nobody can understand me. How dare you? When my goal in life and the words that I say every morning when I'm on this path are right here, which I'll just read. It's the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, that where there's hatred, I may bring love, that where there's wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there's error, I may bring truth, that where there's doubt, I may bring faith, that where there's despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there's sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, it is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. It is my favorite prayer, incantation, whatever you want to call it. It is the essence of what I strive for. I'm not saying that's who I am today or who it was yesterday, but I can damn sure guarantee you it's what I aspire to be every day. I read it a lot through the day to remind myself where I want to get to. My emotions are so close to the surface right now because of how raw and real everything is. I hope that makes sense. It's a positive thing. So in every one of these statements, it's reminding us of what real humility is. Because I don't care what your religion, I don't care if you're atheist, agnostic, Jewish. I have friends of every faith, close friends that are atheists, close friends that are agnostics. Does not matter. To me, the tribe that I want to belong to is people that can live or aspire to live by this code. And it's hard. That's why it's important for me to read it every day. Because, goddamn, I feel like, that every human wants to be understood. And we do. And it's an important part of being a child, I think, is to be understood. But this is much like the Bible or the Quran or anything, not to be taken, so literal or black and white, but it's got so many layers to it. It's essentially, from an evolved perspective, to make sure we remember that life is about serving. That's where the magic happens. Every one of us knows it. Again, it was part of a status update I wrote today. When you help one person, just lift groceries into the cart of a lady whose bag seems too heavy, you know what that feels like. I know you do. I do. I leave, like, not like look at me, like I don't want to be looked at, but just like it feels so right. That to me is called congruence of my spiritual path. It is saying, it's a sign from the consciousness or universe or the great unknown that you're doing something right. And the need to understand others than to be understood is probably the most powerful part of the prayer for me, because when I take the time, although it's a bit of a paradox, to understand the human condition, all people, as facing something, some say spiritually sick. I don't like that word because I think people that are not directly involved in this state of mind or path, we use those words sometimes, but I think it could be misinterpreted. That everybody has flaws, I guess, is an easy way to put it. And most are blind to them because their flaws don't cause them to get arrested or their flaws don't cause them to, you know, there's a funny saying and you know, when I, you know, anyway, I'm not gonna go there. It's just funny, but reflecting, forgiving that one is forgiven. It's all these things tied to this path that I'm on. It's like it's just every line by line by line. I've brought a lot of shadows, so it's such a joy for me to bring light. And I have to live my day to day. And this is where people that have been hurt struggle. So if there's any advice too that I could give, is make sure that family members understand what you're going through and try to bring them into the process as much as possible, because that brings compassion. As I become more and more transparent about my journey, I really want to be an educator and a facilitator for this conversation, because I know at least in certain parts of the world there's a major misconception that people are making conscious moral missteps or hurting people on purpose, when it's not true. It's not true. It's a very complicated way that I would have to explain it, but it's not true. And that may be a very debatable question, but to me it's not, and I could explain why in a much longer discussion. This is already 18 minutes. Anyway, I'm expressing gratitude. I'm going to challenge myself today to do something new. So if my phone battery doesn't die, I have at least 10 or 12 people on Twitter that retweeted or favorited my Meerkat experiment. Mainly, I'm practicing because we're going to do it for our pack walk. The animal care company my wife and I founded and moved here to the United States to launch is something I'm really proud of. It's called Solgave, S-O-L-G-A-V-E, Animal Solutions. And it's just a professional animal care agency where you dog walk, pet sit, house sit. But one of the things we did that was my wife's idea on a pack walk of our own in Sweden was to realize if we could do this in the States once a month, bring people together with animals in nature, then the kind of healing that I experienced initially there with animals in nature could be brought here to the States, where there's so much imbalance because of income inequality, because of a plethora of reasons. But it's my opinion, there's so much distrust in this country. Again, another story, another podcast. So I'm going to challenge myself to do something new, ride my bike 20 miles, visit some animals that make me happy, and follow through on several appointments I have, Skype with one friend that I've never Skyped with before, just to say hello to him in New York City, and hope that I'm, you know, one shade better than I was yesterday, and I hope the same for everyone. Godspeed. Peace. That's it.